the stumps out if we wanted to. Anything we wanted. We could hitch her up to the buggy. We could hitch her up to the wagon and go wherever we needed. Move out anything or bring the corn or bring the watermelons in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things we could use the horse for.
What did the buggy look like?
The what?
The buggy.
Oh, it was pretty. It was a two-seater buggy. It had a seat in front. It's more of a hack style thing. And then it was another seat in the back, and it had little dangly curtains to the side of it. Oh,
it was fancy, huh?
Fancy.
Did it have?
That's where we went to church.
Oh, awesome.
That was the church buggy.
Was there a piece on the front that you'd attach the horse to?
Oh, yeah. It was two horses.
Mm-hmm.
Two horses pulled that one.
And how did you hook them up? What were the parts called?
Harness.
Mm-hmm.
Laces and harness and bit went in the mouth.
Okay.
And then you had a headpiece and another piece and then the belly thing.
Okay.
It was three pieces. The head piece, the back piece, and the belly piece.
Okay.
And it went on out, and then the reins come up in the car, up in the seat with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you'd have the same thing if you were riding on it? Same harness and reins and all? To ride on the horseback?
No. It just had the bit in its mouth and the reins and a saddle.
Okay.
Saddle.
Was there a bar that it was attached to in the back? Some kind of a something to pull?
Not whenever you ride it.
Okay, what about when you put it on the wagon or a buggy?
That's onto the buggy.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what you call those. But there was three of them. There's one in the middle, and then there was one on each side
mm-hmm.
when the two horses pulled.
Okay.
The black one, the big black one. And a dozen people could ride in.
Gosh. How about for the wagon? Did you have two horses to pull the wagon too?
No,
or?
Just one horse pulled the wagon most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
We never owned or never boss man that we, my husband, Mr. Jacob, he owned a little bit of everything. But we were not quite that rich, nor
mm-hmm.
fortunate. We were lucky to have the one.
Mm-hmm. Did you have the same kind of hookup from the wagon? How was the horse hooked onto the wagon?
It's about the same way that you did to the, I called her a chariot. That ain't what it's called.
Shaft? Do they have shaft or something?
It's got to be a shaft, and it's one loose, and it kind of works up and down, and then you take another rope and put it onto the back of it.
Okay.
I told Daddy I didn't see how the horse walked without it hitting the shank, but it don't. It just worked up and down like that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the way the equipment was made, the belly part of it.
To be loose on them so they wouldn't rub on.
Wouldn't even rub the heel, the, not the middle of their legs.
Mm-hmm.
It was real interesting.
All right. How would they tell them to turn right or left if you were driving
well,
it?
Well, you'd call it by name,
uh-huh.
whichever horse you were driving, and say, giddy up or slow down.